Joe. He's more of the one that takes care of these sort of things.
Oh, okay. I just spoke with him. He said he's the guy on the ground and you're the marketer. Is that not the case?
I think maybe he didn't want to deal with that kind of, maybe he was busy or something, but typically he's the one that deals with like the online presence and such. But,
okay. Well, I'll pull up the pricing, and then if you do feel like you want that spot, we can give him a call too. Does that sound good?
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Here's all Chris to apply that rate. Oh, hi, Chris.
Hi. Yeah. Okay. I'll definitely apply that discount there. I appreciate you, Terry. Thank you for your time. All right. Laudo.
Yes, how you doing, Terry?
Okay, I'm doing good. Yeah. My name is Chris Hernandez. Do you speak Spanish as well?
Sí.
Okay, awesome. We both, yo también hablo español. Aquí, también estamos en California. We're here in California as well. But you're more up north in Sacramento. We're in Orange County, so you're a little bit further up north. I know that you guys are, did you guys just start the business not too long ago? Right, did you just get started? Okay, got it. And then, let me ask you a few questions here. I just want to make sure that we're able to kind of see what we can do for your business. Are you guys able to take on more work? Like if people were to call you from Google, would you be able to take on more jobs?
Yeah, no problem at all.
Yeah? Okay, got it. So the way that this works, okay, so I want to make this as affordable as possible for you guys. I know that starting a new business, I've been here for 7 years, and we're a direct Google partner. So with that being said, we understand that starting a business, there's a lot of work that goes into it, a lot of financial investment too, like, you know, whether you're hiring people or equipment, you know, like a dump truck if you have one, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. So the whole point here is to get your foot in the door, get on that first page of Google, so when people are looking for junk removal in Sacramento, you're able to come up as a top recommended option. So that's the first thing that we do. We create what's called a Google Business Profile. You know, just, you know, when you're looking for a steakhouse, you're looking for a mechanic or, you know, a tire shop, right? You know, when you have the little red dot where the business is located, you can see the hours and the website and everything there, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's what we would create for your business. And once again, once people type in junk removal, any of the services that you offer, we're going to make sure that you're coming up as a top recommended option, and they're going to see Padilla junk removal there, okay? So if it's like post-construction, if it's removing junk or debris, any, you know, building material, anything that they look for, you're going to come up on the first page. Now, you know, when I do the search, you got companies like Big Rich Hauling. Do you know those guys in junk removal? Or there's a company called...
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah, okay. There's a company called Affordable Junk Removal, Simps, Junk Removal, Rogue, Junk King, Sacramento. Those guys are pretty big, actually. So those are just examples of companies that are coming up on the first page, right? And that is where, you know, if I'm looking for any junk removal services, the first thing I'm going to do is, if I don't know anybody personally, I'm going to look up my phone, and I'm going to Google it, and I'm going to look for the companies that are at the very top, right? That's just what we do as consumers. So that's where we have a listing available, and that's where you can get programmed in, okay? Now, what we also do is we include a website. So I don't think you guys have a website quite yet. That way you can list the services you offer, kind of have, you know, some of the before and after pictures of work you guys done, and people can contact you directly from the website. Just gives the company more of a professional feel, okay? And then last but not least, we also get you on other platforms like Facebook marketing. So we'll create a Facebook business profile. We'll put you on Yelp, Amazon Alexa, Google Home for the voice-activated searches. We'll also put you on Bing, which is another search engine through Microsoft. So we basically will cover all the main platforms on the Internet so people can find your business, okay?
Okay.
Now, right now, how are you guys getting new clients? Like, you know, how are people finding you? Do you guys have business cards or flyers or anything like that?
Typically, it's just, you know, our past clients to other people. We kind of make
references.
Calls or, yeah, something like that. We haven't done much advertising really.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, references are good. Like word of mouth, right? So the referrals, right? Yeah. Those are good, right? Because obviously then you build a good platform of, you know, existing and returning customers. But here's another thing, right? Just kind of picture it this way. You know, if someone gives you a card, a business card, let's just say, or someone says, hey, you know, go ahead and check out Badia's Junk Removal, just for example, okay? And the client goes on there and they look you up online. They just want to see what online presence you have. And if you don't have a Google Business profile, you have no online presence or website, you know, you could also be losing out on those opportunities, right? Just because they just want to check what type of presence you have. So this will solidify that on Google. And the best part about it is, you know, if you were to cancel a service like ours, you keep everything, right? Like you have your Google Business profile. You have your Facebook list. You have everything in place. And you're promoting your own company as a sole entity. You're not paying a middleman or you're not paying another company to use their platform to have your company listed there, okay? So it's completely different.
Sorry to cut you off. Everything sounds great, but I was wondering because I have a day job as well. I'm gonna clock in about an hour or so. Is it possible if I call tomorrow? Because that would be the best time for me. Because I know it might require some time to get this through this process. Is that okay?
Yeah, well, let me ask you a question. You know, how interested, you know, at the end of the day, like, I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to call you if you feel this is something that you are not able to handle. I can make sure I can make this as affordable as possible. I promise you that. But at the end of the day, like, I don't want to call you if you're not ready to do something like this. You see what I mean? So if you want me to call you back, I just want to make sure that you see value in it and you have interest in it. And I can call you back. If you don't, then it's okay. I mean, at the end of the day, it's got to work for you in order for you to really give this a shot. But, you know, where do you see yourself? Like, do you feel like it's something that can help your business to get more clients in, or where do you stand on something like this?
Yeah, well, everything you mentioned sounds good.
Okay.
The main thing I'm thinking is, like I mentioned, we're so new that.
Mm-hmm.
We have done this for a while, but in terms of an actual company, mm-hmm. we haven't even received our formation yet from LLC or anything. So we're still, mm-hmm. I think I see the value, but maybe to be honest with you, sir, like in a month or two, because, when we have everything set up, but right now, now that you mentioned it, it seems a little bit premature because we're just really so new to this, making it an actual company. We've been so informally for so long, but we're barely making it an actual thing, you know?
Right, right. So
our phone numbers, you know, we haven't even got a company number yet. Yeah.
And that's fine. Just so you know, to be on Google, you don't need to have your company licensed and insured. You know, you don't need any of that. Like so you don't really have to worry about that as far as getting your company listed. You know, the way that this works is getting your company out there, and as you progress, you obviously can do those other things like having the company registered and everything else. Like, so that's not necessary for us to put you on Google. So I don't want you to feel like, man, I need to have all these ducks in a row before I can, you know, do something like this. So, but, you know, if you want to get those clients, I can definitely reach back to you tomorrow. What time works for you so that way I can reach out to see if you can talk to me for about, yeah.
Tomorrow, anytime between, let me see what day is tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday.
Tomorrow's Friday. Hmm?
Anytime after 10 a.m. should be fine.
Okay, I'll call you around 10:30. And look, once again, I can make this as affordable as possible. I just, you know, at the end of the day, it's got to work for you. And you know, I don't want you to pay an arm and a leg for you. I know you have a lot of things that has to go in the business, but getting yourself on Google, I promise you, it's a game changer. Why? Because everybody's searching there, even yourself. It doesn't matter if you're looking for directions or anything, you Google it, right? So it'll be a good platform. You don't have to worry about being licensed and insured to start with. Then down the line, obviously, as the company grows, you can get that in place. But I'll call you tomorrow at 10:30 and see where we're at, so that way, you know, you don't get in trouble with your full-time job there, okay?
I appreciate it, man. Have a good one. Take care.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.